Earlier this month in Wisconsin, primary elections were held despite the risk of contagion from the coronavirus. After a bitter political battle ended with judicial rulings turning back the governor's attempt to delay the election, residents, many of them wearing masks, braved long lines to exercise their right to vote. Here in Vermont, we're looking ahead to a primary election in August and then the general election in November. Here to talk about what the state's plans are for how to conduct these elections amidst the spread of coronavirus is Secretary of State Jim Condos. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mitch. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
First of all, I have to get your take on this. What was your impression of what happened in Wisconsin? Do you think they should have gone ahead and had those elections?
Simple answer is no. They should have postponed them. But the fact of the matter is that the very partisan Wisconsin Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court sided with the Republicans in Wisconsin. It was something that they didn't have to do. They didn't have to put people's lives in danger.
Well, you have said, Secretary Condos, that no matter what, voting by mail will play a larger part in Vermont in these coming elections here. It's been reported that your office is considering sending ballots by mail to all Vermont voters. What's your reasoning behind that?
So first, let me put this in perspective. We have two primary goals that are driving any decisions that we do make, and we haven't made any as yet. We are in the process of gathering information from other states that have done this. There are five states that do vote by mail where they actually send a ballot to every registered voter. And so we've been talking with some of those, my colleagues from those states to determine what the best path is for Vermont. But there's two overarching goals that we have. One is to preserve Vermonters' right to vote in the upcoming elections. That's both the August 11th primary and the November 3rd general election. And two is to protect the health and safety of Vermonters from this virus as we go forward.
Do you think we could be looking at an election with only voting by mail, where voting in person is actually prohibited?
It's way too early to tell that right now. We have had a couple of communications with the governor's office trying to get more information from the Department of Health as to what they expect. And just to give you some of the timelines that we're talking about, so we have an August 11th statewide primary. The first date for ballots to be sent out is June 19th. That's 45 days before the election. So we really have between now and June 19th to get our ducks in a row. The timeline actually flips for the November 3rd election, and September 18th is the deadline for ballots to start going out. So this is not something we can wait till August to make the decision. We have to make decisions in the next couple weeks.
And when it comes to making that decision, I guess this is a chain of command question. Let's say, just hypothetically speaking, the decision was made to shut down in-person voting. Would that be done by the governor? Would it be done by you? Who would make that decision?
The current law before this thing all broke was, as typical, we would have in-person voting and that people could vote by mail if they chose to. What the legislature did at our urging was to craft the language so that the governor and I, my office, in consultation with the governor's office and his agreement, can move forward to make changes to the election process. And the whole idea was we didn't want to chance not having the legislature in action so that we couldn't make those decisions later. We also knew that we had to make decisions sooner than later. So, you know, it's basically my authority in consultation and agreement with the governor to make any changes.
One more question for you, Secretary Condos. President Trump has said that voting by mail risks, quote, tremendous potential for fraud. What's your response to that concern?
Show me the proof. There isn't any. In fact, there have been several studies, one done by the Brennan Center in recent years, that shows that the widespread voter fraud is just non-existent. This is part of the rhetoric and fear that people use to try to denounce a particular way of doing business. If you look at the first state in the country to go to vote by mail was the state of Washington, which has had a Republican Secretary of State now for probably, I don't know, 18 or 20 consecutive years. And then you also have Utah has gone to all vote by mail, which I don't think anybody would classify them as as being a Democratic bastion. So we're trying to do is make sure that our town clerks, who are our hardest working municipal officials out there, have all the tools they need in order to properly manage and conduct the elections coming up.
Secretary of State Jim Condos, thank you so much for the time.
You're welcome. Take care.